making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And now the chant is Celts in six. Marcus Morris. How fitting would this be if Tatum can finish with a splash? And he does.
Ooh.
Five games in the Eastern Conference Finals. Five decisive wins for the home team. And on a night, everyone came to TD Garden in fear of the king. It was the prince that emerged. Jason Tatum dominates game five. And the Boston Celtics are one game away from the NBA Finals.
One win away, your Boston Celtics from going to the NBA Finals, and LeBron looks tired. Series going back to Cleveland for Game 6. Everything went as planned last night. That's what happened at TD Garden. Of course they were going to win. Scheduled win for your Celtics last night at TD Garden. Not the greatest of games.
That was an ugly-ass game.
Yeah, not the greatest of games. But
glad they won? I mean, but it encapsulates them. I mean, it is them. This is the grinders. They're scrappy. They just find ways to win. This is your Boston Celtics.
Okay, at least that game last night was not at all stressful to watch. It really wasn't.
Yeah, like they as bad as they were, they were controlled.
It wasn't the greatest.
I mean,
it wasn't the cleanest.
You didn't get stressed when Cleveland got it back to 9-8.
A little bit, but then they come down throwing out of bounds, or they walk, or they travel, or this guy's not looking at Kevin Love. I mean, it's... And then it goes to 11. Then it goes to 13.
I can only tell you how I feel tonight. I didn't feel stressed.
I never felt stressed watching
that game. I didn't feel stressed watching that game. I felt like that was the Celtics game last night. That was theirs to win. They established themselves early.
Second quarter, you didn't think Marcus Morris blew it by getting a beef with Larry Nance?
Jim, I was just going to say that.
Well, when you really
went from 17 to 6.
Oh, because the momentum after that swung into Cavs face.
It went from a
9-0
run.
9-0 run.
Yeah.
Yeah. That totally derailed that team for the next 4 or 5 minutes of clock time.
If Nance didn't miss those two free throws, it would have been a 6-point game. He missed those two free throws.
Sorry,
that was it.
But he did. I'm sorry.
But it was an 8-point game.
That incident.
I just feel really good about the Celtics playing at home. So when you're telling me, oh, it's an 8-9-point game, yeah, and I still feel good about the Celtics playing at home. I do.
Unless something weird happens, like Marcus Morris gets into a dust-up like that, and the LeBron James-led Cavaliers go on a 9-0 run. I do not feel good in those moments.
Are we putting that on Marcus Morris? Did he tell the guy to bleep off?
A little bit, and then he was all cocky about it, winking and smiling like, yeah.
His brother was there.
I really got in their kitchen now. No, what you did was piss them off and allow them to get a little life. That was not smart.
Okay, but I don't think that happens unless Nance gets up and shoves him. And you have the sort of gathering and group of pushing back and forth and, you know, the slap fighting.
Well, he was trying to elicit a response.
I'm going
to
push you.
And
slap
he got
me.
A response.
I'll try and slap you back.
He got a response in the form of Nance pushing him and in the form of the Cavaliers going on a run after that.
I don't know. Ty Lue's a pretty damn good coach. I just thought you really survived that one again. I mean, what is that guy thinking, too? I mean, you're going to sit there and talk about, you know, Baines? Baines screwed you up? Is this really? Baines screwed up the Cleveland Cavaliers. The starting of Baines. I mean, it's unbelievable. But you're sitting there smiling because I'm asking Jim this on the way in. This other series is 2-2. Say Houston ends up winning. I'll take my chances against them. Who knows, Golden State?
Okay, can we focus on this series, please, before
you
put them in the NBA Finals and you have them winning the finals now?
I want them to advance to see him go nuts against Golden State.
Okay. Okay, I think we all want them to advance.
I want a slugfest.
I don't think anybody wants them to lose.
I want a dirty slugfest.
Are you rooting against the Celtics, or do you want them to win the series?
I got Celtics in six.
Oh, okay. Do you want them to
win
the series?
They're winning tomorrow night.
I want them to win the series.
Game seven. We're going to have... going seven games.
I don't want it to go seven.
We're
going to
have a Sunday night...
We're not working Monday.
Memorial Day weekend affair.
I don't want
watching
seven.
The Celtics-Cavaliers game seven at the Garden. Just plan on it right now.
Feels that way.
Of course it feels that way. Every home team has won.
Every home
and
team.
The Cavaliers have won, like, decisively at home.
I was going to say, but the home teams have won pretty one-sided. I mean,
yes.
One-sided affairs, one-sided
yes.
games here. Home teams have sort of dominated.
But
like,
I'll
you
say
make
this.
A sandwich.
Game seven. So you want to pick the home team in every series? Which one would you give the visitors more of a chance? Out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, which game would
I'm
you...
I'm confused.
Okay, if you're set, we've established that the home team has won, if not easily, but decisively.
So
in
which
each
game
of these
would
games,
go the other way?
Which game would you give the visitors more of a chance than any other?
Later ones in a series because you figure
things
out.
I would say either the first or the last.
Yeah.
So, I think it's going to be a game seven, and I think it's going to be a good game.
That's a hot take.
I don't think it's
better than I want the Celtics to win.
Yeah, I win a slugfest with the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, they're real brawlers. This Steph Curry goes out there and throws a lot of elbows. What's a slugfest? What does that even mean?
Smack a little punk and knock
Marcus Morris
out.
And Draymond Green might kill each other on the floor if that happened. If they played each other,
and you know what? That would be a win for the Celtics if that's what happens.
Damn right it would.
That would be a win for the Celtics if they had to lose players. They lose Draymond Green, you lose Marcus Morris. All right, we'll figure that out. Great.
It's going seven.
It feels that way.
Yeah. Cavaliers
yeah,
will win tomorrow
with
night, and I think they'll win in a damn near blowout tomorrow night, and we're gonna be on the edge of our seat waiting for Sunday at seven, thinking, oh my God, LeBron James coming into your building for a game seven to go to the NBA Finals. What the hell's gonna happen?
Celtics shot a lot better last night being at home. That's to be expected. Hit some big shots at big moments. I thought Jason Tatum had himself a great night. Aaron Baines played more minutes than he did in the previous game. That did help. I know you're mocking Ty Lue for that, but Aaron Baines, despite only having 6 points in the game, made an impact in his 29 minutes on the floor in that game last night. They need him out there. They need his size. He does make an impact. He's been pretty good for this team this year. Let's get to Ty Lue, though, because that guy after the game, wow, was that special. That was some of the most entertaining stuff of the night. The game was not the greatest of games. Pump the Celtics won. Ty Lue after the game. Now that's entertainment. We'll get to the head coach of the Cavaliers coming up next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Rozier, stop and start on Hill. Moves to his left, draws a double team. Kick out Horford, three in the air. Got it!
Ooh, Big Al. That's money time.
When it matters most. 15 and 12 for Al Horford here in Game 5. Celtics by 17, and the crowd is alive again with 3:38 to go.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you daddy, and daddy, when you call me, you call me out, call me out.
Big Al with 15 points last night. He was a plus 22. Got that matchup on Kevin Love that the Celtics like so much. It's good for Al, good for the Celtics. Al's back. He's back. Sean Grandy's back with us today as well. We'll talk to him coming up at 11:35 this morning.
I like the play in the fourth when Al got the ball down low and they were going to match him up against LeBron, and he turned toward him and buried his head like a lab wanting to get its ears scratched. And just rocked back and forth, tried to move the ball around a little bit, and LeBron stood there like, what are you doing? You going to shoot? You going to pass? Well, I'm going to wait for this other guy to come over here and double me, and then I'm going to throw an ill-advised pass over the top that's not going to be caught.
What's your favorite play tonight? What's your favorite play tonight? That one?
What are you doing? Is he 6'10", Al Horford? I believe
no,
he is 6'10".
I thought he's 6'11".
I think he's listed at
6'10".
6'10".
Yeah.
Like, go up with the ball.
Doesn't do that.
Don't go low. Don't sway the ball back and forth down at the defender's ankles. You don't have to. Go up high. Go up strong.
There was a sequence.
See what happens. You run the risk of getting blocked by LeBron. It's okay. You're not going to get posterized. You're fine. But do something. don't do that again, please, Al.
Nathan
please.
Is in New Hampshire. Before we get to Ty Lue, hey Nathan.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Good. So two things. So I think that this is going seven, the series, and then for the NBA Finals, I'm rooting for a Houston matchup. The reason being is I think James Harden is like falling into this historical category of like Dwight Howard, Charles Barkley, like good players that will never win a championship. I don't know why I just have that feeling about him. And his defense is awful. That's number one. And then number two, I think you guys will get a kick out of on Toucher and Richard talking about Golden State and how the kids nowadays are admiring Golden State. My buddy was telling me, you know, when you're a kid and you're in Little League and you try to imitate like a professional player's batting stance, you know, just to try to be cool. Well, my buddy coaches high school basketball in Boston, and he said that high school kids are slobbering all over their mouthpiece on purpose in order to imitate Steph Curry, which I think is just ridiculous.
Yeah, I just want to slap it out of him. I just want to slap his face. And I say, I can't stand it. I don't like Curry.
Go back to the James Harden thing. I don't think of James Harden as Dwight Howard or Charles. Charles Barkley was good. Charles Barkley, though, was a defensive. He was a rebounding guy. He was a rebounder master. He was the round mound of rebound. He was not the offensive presence that James Harden is. Now, James Harden didn't, you know, he's had bad games. He had a bad game against the Celtics that I recall. He had a bad end of the fourth quarter the other night that the Rockets still won. But I don't think of him as this great player who is not going to win. Right. I think he's going to win, but that's not why I would wish for a matchup against the Rockets. I just don't want to face Kevin Durant and Steph Curry and Draymond Green. I want no part of that.
Cleveland has won, you know? Like, LeBron's their superstar. Like, on nights like last night, Kevin Love didn't do jack. But Golden State's got guys that are going to support the cast, you know, if it's not one guy's night.
Support? No. The whole thing is a cast.
Right.
There is no support.
It's
not about like, boy, we need to get Baines in the lineup here because we're going to go big because you know he's going to screw it up with the cut. Let's get to
Golden State could let you play with six players and you probably still couldn't stop them.
They'll
give you an extra.
Golden State's so good, their coach doesn't have to coach. He's going to let them coach a game.
There's no one that comes into the game for Golden State and you're like, whew, now we get a break. You're like, this guy can hurt you this way. This guy's good there. At least with Houston, there's some players that aren't phenomenal that you can look at and say,
we're getting ahead of ourselves. This is crazy.
Yeah, Celtics fans are setting themselves up Monday for the losing the series. And now we're talking finals 3 days later.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
We're doing sports talk, Jim.
We swing with the game, Jim.
I mean, as the callers. What are the callers doing?
Like, but this is like Tommy and Mike Gorman on Monday after that game. They're like, oh boy, LeBron's arrived.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're trusting LeBron, it to 20 and a 21 year old kid.
Can we play Tommy again? Yeah. Facing the reality of just not having enough.
How Jason Tatum do last night?
Too young.
How was Tatum last night?
All of that. How were the young guys last night? They look okay to you?
The problem is you got to look at a 20 and a 21-year-old kid to carry you.
We are now back to reality here. Reality of relying on a second-year player to score 20-plus points.
Which he did last night.
A rookie to score 20-plus points. A point guard in his third year who got his starting opportunity about a month and a half ago, him to score over 20 points. And, boy, I'll tell you, they've taken us a long way. This is the balance of this series is going to be a tough one for the Celtics.
It was a good ride. It was a good ride while it lasted.
You want to talk about the back and forth, Jim? This is a 100% true story. 1 hour and 6 minutes ago, I'm in the schoolyard, right? Dropping the kids off. I'm walking up.
Julio?
And,
Julio was there.
Buddy, my another father there, Dave. He's got a new puppy. He's standing there with his new puppy.
Dave, I'm like,
oh my god! I'm like, oh, you got yourself a new puppy. Oh, what's the little fella's name? And he smiles and kind of rolls his eyes. He said, Tatum. I said, what? He goes, yeah, kids. I said, the puppy's name is Tatum. 2 days ago. Tommy Hines is saying, like, oh, no, can't do it.
Don't
too
do it.
Young. Not
don't ever do
yet.
It.
And then here's a new puppy in the schoolyard. First day I've seen him. Do you think maybe they were on the fence with the name up until last night?
But sealed the deal.
As of this morning, the puppy's name, he is christened Tatum.
They're going down to City Hall. They're going to get their dog license today and make sure Tatum is on there.
Dogs are being named Tatum in this city this morning.
Yeah, children,
this
too. I'm sure there are babies being born right
they
now.
They got the puppy 2 days ago. You tell me they're 100% convinced on the name before last night? That part I don't know. I know this morning, the first day he shows up with the dog in the schoolyard, the dog's name is Tatum.
Do you think Kyle Korver had an impact last night in the game when he was in there?
When he was in there?
Didn't it feel like he could be very dangerous in that game?
Yeah, because you're like, getting the I good thought he would have been a swing guy. Yeah,
the good version of Kyle Korver, even though he only was 2 for 5 from three, but some of his looks weren't great.
Yeah, he hit both shots during that run we were talking about earlier.
Right.
Yeah, the 9-0 run.
Right. And you look at that and say, oh, he didn't shoot all that great for the shots he took. Some of them weren't great looks, but he was heaving that thing up there. It felt like they could use more threes in that game, and it felt like if Kyle Korver gets the minutes here and he starts to heat up, who knows what could happen.
Especially if the Celtics kept missing their threes.
Natural question to ask the head coach of the Cavs. Why did Korver not play more than his 19 minutes in that game? Here was his answer.
Well, initially he's been putting Olajay in, so that's been kind of Kyle's matchup when he comes in the game. But he didn't play him tonight, so, you know, it kind of, you know, threw us for a loop. But we got Bron out with 2.5 minutes, and I started the fourth. He wasn't ready to go. So, you know, same thing happened game, I think, 1 or 2. I can't remember.
I don't even know where to begin with that. I don't know how to explain that answer.
I do, because that man that just spoke actually put on a suit, got on a plane, and started to think about his journey back to Boston while his superstars were reading The Alchemist. And the process of going through his head and his lineups are based on whether or not Semi Ojeleye is going to play, and that's going to affect the production and availability of one Kyle Korver, the sharpshooter. Yeah, that's going through that guy's head. That's where you start.
I don't think it's going through his head at all. I think it's going through his head in the first quarter when he's looking down the floor saying,
I don't know what
his assistant coach comes up to him and says, hey, Kyle's still on the bench here. And he goes, well, they haven't put Ojeleye in yet, so we can't put him in the game yet.
What do we do now?
What? What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
What does that have to do with it?
I don't know
where to begin with Tyloo.
Seriously.
I don't know what that even... So, you're waiting for Ojeleye to go in to insert...
your scorer.
Kyle Korver. They may never put Ojeleye in. He may not play.
Hey, good job.
What are you talking about?
Good job telling Brad Stevens, who's pretty good at switching things up in a series. Jesus, we're going to... Hey, Ojeleye, you ain't dressing this game, baby.
I mean, you go back to game four.
You ain't moving...
You go back to game four. Korver came in late in the first quarter. He helped them extend the lead. He helped them pull away from 9 to 16. They extended the lead. And then last night, it's the second quarter. They're down by 13. And finally, they realize that they might want to put him into the game.
Throw him for a loop. He ain't in.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand any of it. What the hell does Semi Ojeleye have to do with when Kyle Korver comes into the game?
Was there a follow-up to that by any beat reporter in Cleveland?
Oh, they're crushing him today.
Oh, good.
He's getting crushed everywhere for this. I don't understand it. I have no understanding of that. None.
We have a guy that plays can't play defense, and they have a guy that can't play offense, so that's when we wait to put him in the game, when he's in the game.
But that's not why you put him into the game. You put him into the game knowing that he can't defend and that he's a shooter. He's got a purpose, a role. That's why he's been in the league this long, because he can shoot. What? And just listen to him, how he defers to Brad Stevens. He didn't do what he was supposed to do, so I can't do what I was supposed to do. What?
Yeah. See, I'm not proactive.
Let me get this straight. You coach like by number, like Brad Stevens does X, so then you do something.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's called he's a reactionary coach. He's not proactive.
Reactionary. That's not just being reactionary. That's you are paralyzed with fear of making any decisions unless the other guy makes a decision.
Maybe that's what happened with Malcolm Butler. Maybe that guy from the Eagles didn't come into the game. The package.
Which one? The sixth receiver that had, I never heard of?
They had Malcolm Butler earmarked for the seventh receiver on the depth chart, and he never made it into the game.
Well, they got Torrey Smith, who's on his like eighth team and not really good enough to stick anywhere. Didn't want to put him on him.
Oh. No, really. Yeah. Somebody try and explain Ty Lue to me, because I don't get it. 617-779-0985. We're talking Celtics. We'll get to some of your calls coming up next after these headlines.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Celtics beat the Cavaliers 96-83 last night at the TD Garden. Jason Tatum led Celtics scorers with 24 points. Are you having a good time?
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I've just been enjoying it, the level of play, the atmosphere. You know, playoffs brings, you know, the best out of people and out of players, and hopefully keep it going.
Game 6 tomorrow night in Cleveland. Celtics now with the 3-2 series lead. Game 5 in Houston tonight, Rockets and Golden State Warriors tied at 2. Red Sox beat the Rays again last night 4-1. David Price allowing the one run on 3 hits in 6 innings. They'll go for the sweep in Tampa tonight. Capitals over the Lightning 4-0 last night, so it'll be Washington moving on to face the Vegas Golden Knights in the Stanley Cup Final starting Monday night in Las Vegas. Headlines are brought to you by Gravely Lawnmowers. Buy a Gravely Zero-Turn ZTX Zero-Turn Mower for as little as $28.99. Go to Gravely.com. for your local dealer today. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Celtics get a win last night, take a 3-2 series lead over the Cavaliers. Talk to the voice of the Celtics, Sean Grandy, coming up at 11:35 this morning. Also, news on the Rob Gronkowski. I was going to say Rob Gronkonski because I was
the same thing.
I just typed something out. I was typing some notes for another NFL point. Type the word Stan Kroenke of the L.A. Rams. Well, I'll explain why later. Rob Gronkowski could have his contract finalized soon. And Tom Brady has an Instagram post that we have to try and decode. We'll get to that coming up. But right now, your call's on the Celtics with Rich and Lynn. Hey, Rich.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Rich?
Hey, so last night we're watching the ESPN pregame show, and you see Paul Pierce, Chauncey Billups, and Rose, and Michelle B. And they were rashing Paul Pierce last night so bad for defending that Brad Stevens has done a better coaching job this postseason than Tyronn Lue. So they were throwing stats that the Celtics are shooting 20% after a timeout, and they were pretty much just Paul Pierce trying to defend it. Now, Paul Pierce's defense was it's not hard to coach a team at home with LeBron James because role players obviously play better. And we saw last night what clearly happens when they're on the road, because clearly they don't have the energy that they get at home. Now, it's a joke because all these NBA analysts, they don't give Brad Stevens no credit whatsoever.
Right. It's a prejudice against him. And this is where, you know, it's such a superstar league, and the players in that league think that they make the league go. And it's really, you know, since Phil Jackson, I mean, you got Popovich. Popovich is viewed as a good coach. He's got great talent, but seems like he's one of those guys that he's a hammer coach, right? It's my way or the highway, you know? But and the players like him. They like playing for him. How many other coaches are like that? There really aren't many. Stevens is kind of that outlier where, yeah, this guy, man, I don't know, coach well, Butler, made it work there. It's kind of a fluke thing. Then he's starting to make it work here after they lost all their really good superstar players like Kyrie, like Gordon Hayward.
Okay, but you're talking about an entire panel, if true. I didn't see this, so I didn't either. I can't even tell you if it really happened or not. I'm taking the caller's word for it. If true, everybody on the panel is biased in some way. Yep. Paul Pierce is going to be pro-Celtics no matter what it is, right?
Yep.
So you've got that factor. No wonder why he's defending Brad Stevens. He's a Celtic guy. So that's why he's doing that. And then you've got all the other guys who are going to defend a former player over Brad Stevens. Yep. Simple. And that's why you get useless coverage.
Right.
useless, dishonest coverage
throwing
like
names
that.
Up there and just
Ty Lue. Yeah. Ty Lue doesn't coach. Period.
He
don't try and convince
sequence.
Me that he's a good coach. He doesn't coach.
He can't remember periods
he
throughout
can,
the course of a game.
He went to the podium, played again, Jim. He confirmed it after the game. He confirmed what we all suspected. He doesn't coach. There is no thought there. Doesn't do it. And, oh, yeah, he's a good coach. He's better than Brad Stevens. What are you watching? What game are you watching? You know who's coaching the Cavaliers? LeBron James.
And if that happened, where's Paul Pierce to follow that up with, tell me how he's a better coach? Now, go. Why is he a better coach than Brad Stevens? Give me an example. And they couldn't. They wouldn't be able to. Right now, how is Ty Lue a better coach? What does Ty Lue do better?
No, you're asking the wrong question.
Maybe he kisses the ass of the superstars more.
What does he do? Not what does he do better. What does he
former player,
do?
I don't know.
That's where the conversation should begin. What do you do? What is it that
is
you
it
do
you
here?
Say,
what
that you do here?
Who asked that? What's that from?
Office Space.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you.
I work with the customers. Engineers can't do it. They don't have people skills.
Michael Bolton.
So you physically... No, I have an assistant who does that.
What would you say
you write that do down. Here? Mike in West Roxbury on Jaylen Brown. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Jaylen Brown is killing us. And I know some people might look and see, oh, he had 20 points, but I feel like he thinks he needs to keep up with Tatum. He was 4-for-19 shooting. He's been around 30% field goal percentage. He'll run into a group of three defenders and lose the ball every time. They were isolating him on defense and just schooling him. He was missing every three he took. I really think he's a liability, but I don't know who they can replace him with. But if there's anyone else, I would sit him.
Yeah, his threes were an issue last
yeah.
night.
Yeah. Where'd Rozier go? Yeah.
He was 4-for-15 shooting. He had 17 points, not 20 points. But those are just the minor details. He was bad from three last night.
You were shooting 35 or 33% at one time, and they were still up 14 or 16 in that game.
I would not go so far as to say he is killing the Celtics.
No, I'd say he's your
He hasn't played great, though.
No, he hasn't.
He looked terrible at the start of that game in Cleveland, game four. He turned the corner in game five, in the second half, but the start of that
towards
game,
the end of game four.
He looked terrible.
TJ in Jamaica Plain. Hey, TJ.
Yeah, so the national broadcasters have just been giving Ty Lue so much credit and support throughout this that I've started to question what I was actually seeing happen. Until he made that Ogilvy comment. I don't think, if you look at the minutes Ogilvy and Korver have played throughout the series, there's no correlation. He just made
There's
that
no
one
match. Up. No, he just made something up because he doesn't have an answer because he's a big dum-dum. He has no idea.
And can you guys ask Grandy about that zebra comment that Cedric made last night?
Yes, we will. We will get to that with him.
Well, initially he's been putting Olajay in, so that's been kind of Kyle's matchup.
He didn't have his name right. Game.
But he didn't play him tonight, so, you know, it kind of, you know, threw us for a loop. But we got Bron out with 2.5 minutes, and at the start of the fourth, he wasn't ready to go. So, you know, same thing happened game, I think, one or two. I can't remember.
Can't remember because he can't ever remember anything. He can't remember what happened in the game. He can't remember who's been into the game. He can't remember that he's got Kyle Korver sitting on the bench, and it's already into the second quarter, and he forgot to put him in. And now his excuses, Semi Ogilvy, or Olajay, as he calls him, threw him for a loop. No, SPN, tell me again how this guy's a good coach.
It's like when we do this, like we have a plan. Oh, we're going to do that shark thing today. And then we get to the end of the show. Oh, we forgot to do it.
Yeah,
we got to do it tomorrow.
Forgot
oh,
about
no,
that
this
shark
is Eastern Conference
topic.
Finals, and this is a player you need on the floor.
Oh, my God. No, please. Anyone that tells you the guy's a good coach is an idiot. Or they're just being blatantly dishonest because they know him and he's a good guy and they like him. Or he's a former player and they like former players. It's all nonsense. He did. He confirmed for all of us what we all suspected, that he doesn't do much. They had to get it. They had to get somebody in there who didn't do much to suit LeBron's needs, is what it came down to. But really, what was up with LeBron last night? Is he okay? Is he hurt? Is something wrong with him?
I'm starting to wonder if he played so many minutes in the first
gassed.
Half because they didn't put Ogilvy in the game.
He looks gassed, man.
I'm dead serious when I say this. He played so many minutes in that. What do you have, 2 minutes of rest in the first half? And
yes.
Usually gets a little more than that.
Yes.
I wonder if, because the Celtics only went with the 7-man rotation, if Ty Lue didn't pull him off the floor earlier than he probably should have.
There's a point late in that game that he took like a 37-second sit break, and they're like, Ty Lue said, we got to get you back in because it was still 11 points, and if he stayed out, it would have gone to 20.
Hey, look, what time did I texted you guys last night, and I said, LeBron looks gassed. And then I looked, I said, oh my God, has he even been on the bench yet? And he had played like all but 1 minute of the game at that point.
Well, it was late in the game. I mean, you got a sick quarter.
Well, he wasn't in there, so, you know.
LeBron, it's all you today.
Coach was thrown for a loop.
Can't put Korver in.
Thrown for a loop. Rob Gronkowski's contract could be happening today. We'll tell you what the latest is on that next.
Are they aliens? 98.5,
the Sports Hub. I've been in communication with Tom. I think he's very excited about the upcoming season. These are voluntary workouts. And I think he's in great shape. You know, I think he's at an age where he's blessed to have 3 children now, and he's built a number of businesses and has certain responsibilities. I think it's very hard for him to fulfill those during the season and the commitment he has to football. I know that he's very excited about being at minicamp and having a very special season this year.
I've just closed my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Trying to take away my
Tom Brady. Posted on Instagram yesterday. That was Robert Kraft talking about him going back a couple of days to the owners' meetings. Someone has to explain this to me.
What, this one?
Yeah.
The song?
No, not the song. The post. It's Brady on the practice field.
Yeah.
Throwing a football.
Yes.
At least it's in a Patriots uniform.
And the caption is, DreamWorks.
What a laugh.
Right.
With like a little star thing and then the hand emoji doing a peace sign.
Right.
What does that all mean?
Well, there's a big meeting in the back room as to whether or not we should go with, Dreamweaver or Dream Police or Dreams by the Cranberries, or maybe just a song from
Van Halen Dreams
from a DreamWorks movie soundtrack.
Oh, that!
But that would have been, I think, a little too deep.
That would have been a
reach. But DreamWorks, I think, is self-explanatory.
How about just the DreamWorks like intro theme? You know how it lasts like 10 seconds? If you could pull that out,
is that the one with the kid fishing?
Yes, yes, that's the DreamWorks one.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe that's
Shrek's
one
in DreamWorks.
Maybe
right?
That's one of the many businesses that he has on the side that Robert Kraft was referring to.
Or maybe Tom versus Time went so well, and with the Chopra connections to the big movie people, maybe there's a Brady final movie coming out the final year.
I don't know. This makes you want to watch a movie right now. Kid movie. That's nice.
It's nice, isn't it?
Would you
it
be really able to nice. Identify really, that?
Yes. Every time I hear that, I'm like, that's pretty nice. That's nice.
I would have noticed the beginning to some movie, but I couldn't tell if that was Spotlight or...
I mean, I called for it. I knew right away. I'm like, play the DreamWorks
song. What's the other one with the unicorn that's running and then you get the lighthouse?
Oh, that's right.
Miramax.
Or is that TriStar?
Oh, I think it is TriStar.
That's when you know it's a big show coming. That's like
Paramount.
That's a good movie.
Paramount, you'll know it's a big one, too. With the thing around the Mount Everest.
That freezes your ass. Yeah.
Stars
McKinley.
Coming around. Yeah.
You'll be flipping through channels. That'll come on. Mm-hmm. You freeze your ass right there. You aren't moving off your couch because you're like, uh-oh. Yeah. Got a random good movie coming up here.
Yeah.
So what are we supposed to do with this?
DreamWorks, Beetle.
Is Brady trolling us? What's he doing? MGM?
I don't think he's trolling you. I think he's giving you little hints as
MGM,
to...
MGM, I knew that. Yeah, that's an easy one.
Maybe what he's
doing.
You have
some kind of game with this. This is great.
MGM.
All right. Let's throw another one at us.
Give me the Looney Tunes open.
Well, we can't ask for it. He's going to play it, and we're going to have to identify what the move.
Bum, bum.
This is Paramount.
It's the Star Wars out of the mouth.
Or Universal.
Universal! Yes!
Universal.
Nailed it!
Yeah, it's Universal.
That's the one with the world spinning, right?
I don't know.
Is that the world spinning?
I don't know.
You guys watch a lot of movies, huh?
Oh, I love them.
God.
Love them, love
them. Good branding, though, when excellent. You can name it right away.
Yep. Mm. Give me Pixar.
DreamWorks. Picture of him. Is it?
Throwing the ball. DreamWorks. I don't know what it means. I have no idea what that's supposed to mean.
The thing is that maybe bugs me the most about this, he's not doing these on his own. He's sitting down with at least one other person and going over what this should say and what should be in here.
I also...
He's not picking the picture.
And probably the same person that edits the TV Times, right?
I mean, this is somebody on a payroll who's getting paid.
Yes.
One of their duties is to do social media posts.
I'll give you a little...
It's a small staff.
It's a staff of three.
Okay.
It's a small staff.
But this is part of their job, and this is what the consortium came up with. This is the brain trust that is Tom Brady's social media team. This is what they decided to go with. That bothers me.
Yeah. His profile picture on Instagram also changed, what, sometime in the last month? Right?
What's the picture?
Within the last, I don't know, month or so.
Hmm.
It's now just a picture of him in what appears to be some sort of maybe a kitchen
from a setting in a wax museum. That's what that photo looks like to me.
It's him wearing a denim shirt and looking off into the distance. I don't know what he's doing.
You think he has a painting of a minotaur like A-Rod did of himself?
No. No. How dare you?
That doesn't seem like his thing.
No.
DreamWorks.
I think they're making a movie about him.
Yeah, I don't know what it all means.
I don't think it's ownership stake. Like, I don't think that's something you announce. Hey, I've become a minority owner in DreamWorks.
I don't think it's anything to do with the actual DreamWorks people.
I don't either. Some sort of maybe I'm in your dreams now.
Oh, is that what it is?
I don't know.
Jeff Howe dropped a story last night on The Athletic. Source: Rob Gronkowski and Patriots closing in on a reworked contract.
Huh. Interesting, the little motocross thing does, isn't it? A vroom, vroom, vroom. I'm working on my vroom. How about you work on getting your ass in and we figure this thing out? How about that?
Gronk will play the 2018 season under new terms, according to a source. That's the only information that's in here. There's no other, details. He says it wasn't disclosed if Gronk will sign an extension or earn a raise, either incentive-based or more straightforward nature, but since Gronk informed Belichick last month of his decision to play, Gronkowski camp and the Patriots have worked toward a contract resolution.
Ooh.
The tenor of those discussions has been positive. So there's the news.
Mm.
They've talked, they're on good terms, everybody's playing friendly, and they're closing in on a new deal. Not totally unexpected. You might get that deal as soon as today, if not, maybe tomorrow, over the weekend, something.
Yeah, I don't think Gronkowski's in no rush to get out there and run routes, considering what happened to the, I don't want to say San Diego, it's L.A. Chargers. I keep getting confused.
Yeah, kid from the
L.A.
Rams.
Chargers, tight end. Yeah, towards ACL and just non-contact.
Yeah, there was also a tweet from Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, when that happened that said if he were the Chargers, he would call the Patriots to inquire about the availability of Gronkowski.
I have a feeling somebody got to him because I think yesterday he tweeted that maybe they should call and see if Dwayne Allen's available.
Yeah. I thought that too because the post yesterday that went up about the options at tight end made no reference to the Gronkowski idea.
Maybe his friend Drew slapped him on the wrist for that
tweet. Yeah, I'm guessing. I don't think you're too off on that.
Yeah.
That may have been what happened. 617-779-0985. If you have an interpretation of that Brady Instagram post, I'd like to hear it.
How had the...
I'm done trying to decode the social media messages
I'm not
of
even
Patriots
attempting
this
it.
Offseason.
Yeah. How had the little nugget of him going to Monaco, too? Pretty neat.
That is correct. What's in Monaco?
A little F1 race. It's Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous weekend. It is party weekend out there, buddy.
Yeah, here was the tweet from Howe. Tom Brady traveling to Monaco this weekend as a guest of the Prince. Should be a decent time.
Nailed it. Decent?
Called it.
Hardy, would you take what would you pack if you were heading to Monaco with the missus? A little overnight bag, white jeans, linen shirt, maybe no shirt? I think it's like shirtless weekend. Like Billy Laney doesn't wear pants on Fridays. Like, maybe you would go to Monaco and not wear a shirt the entire time there.
No, I'd wear sunglasses. A shirt, but I'd wear, you know, I'd bring like the nice golf shirt and the nice jeans, you know, the ones that nice aren't golf, too frayed at the bottom shirt. Of it. Yeah. Sunglasses, definitely. I bring two pair of sunglasses. Sunny there.
Ooh. Sunny.
And the good hat. I've got like a couple of new nice hats that aren't like dirty yet. I'd bring those.
Yeah.
And a disc. Always.
God,
bring
I don't even know what the pack.
I always bring a disc. Could you imagine? You like it's nice and flat there. You could throw that disc.
Socks.
Yeah, I'm a big socks guy. I wear flip flops all the time.
Like slides.
No,
like Carabas' slides.
I don't do the slides. I don't do the flip flops. But I'd wear like I'd probably bring these sneakers because they're new. They're clean.
Yeah.
What well, do you do? What I mean, would you even do? The Prince of Monaco has invited you for the weekend. You know what? Thank you. I can't do that. I don't know what you're talking about. That's not me. That more, further evidence that Tom Brady is not just. People say, oh, you're jealous of Brady. How can
it
he,
ain't normal.
How can you be
it's
jealous?
Not normal.
It's like being jealous of a redwood tree. He's has an existence that we cannot relate to.
The Prince of Monaco wanted him to swing on through.
Head over to
Cutter. There's no being jealous of Tom Brady.
Know, I don't know how he's going to find the time, given that he's got three kids. I mean, I don't know where
and the businesses.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know
this
where,
could be business related.
Where he finds
though.
The time so to you're hop right. on a this plane. Is, this is and one of those Monaco
celebrity hobnobbing things. I'm looking at this all sorts of pictures from the Monaco Grand Prix from every year. Like yeah. it's a big celebrity
it's,
hangout.
It's yeah. big. It's the party.
Yeah, I don't know how he finds the time being a great family man with three kids.
Unless they're going with him,
how he's
going
to find the time to go to Monaco? He couldn't find the time to go to Foxborough this week.
He's going to be back to play next Friday, right? He's going to be football game next
well,
Friday.
Well, so. His family is less important starting
and a
next
bike ride.
His family is less important starting next week. All the other players' families were less important starting this week, or 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, when they were in Foxborough. The family, please. All right, I got some Red Sox thoughts. I'm not too happy with one particular Red Sox player. Oh. I think you might be surprised to learn who it is. Huh. I'll tell you that in 90 seconds.